This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we played that Adam Schefter clip about the thought of maybe Joe Flacco coming back for another year next year. If that seems like the right mix to you, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. 216-474-0092. I mean, I wouldn't have a huge problem with it. Again, I wouldn't be expecting him to be the end-all, be-all. I need someone who can put bubble gum in the hole in the dam so the water doesn't come through until you're ready with a rookie quarterback that's set to go out there and play for the rest of the season.
What if you don't think that he's... What if you don't think that he's the right idea? Would you like to hear from those people too?
Yeah, I'd be fine. Yeah.
Jeff in Cleveland. He was terrible with the Colts. If he could still play, the Colts would keep him because Richardson has struggled.
So should we say that about every free agent? And how do they feel about Richardson moving forward?
He's their guy.
So if DK Metcalf was still good, the Seahawks wouldn't even be thinking about getting rid of him, right?
You just said you wanted to hear from people. I told you what this gentleman said.
I know, and it's a person who I respect. I have no problem with him.
How do you know you? Do you know him?
Who, Jeff? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you just said? It was Jeff?
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Jeff?
Yeah.
Friend of the show for me, not for you. He likes to cut you.
Well, he's enjoyed that for years.
He digs deep into the Phelps family tree. You sit here and you try to figure out, well, where are they going to go with this thing? And Deshaun Watson's contract got restructured today, so maybe that gives them, you know, a little bit of clearance. Maybe they can get somebody a little better than they wanted to because they were able to clear $36 million in salary cap space. So that, you know, I don't have a big problem with Flacco. I don't. I know what the energy was like. I know what I heard. I know what I saw. I don't really care about what happened in Indianapolis. I'm not looking for him to come in here and be anything more than a one-year guy, to be honest with you, who can help out, who, if they do decide to bring in a quarterback, they're going to need someone in that situation. We could sit here and talk about Carson Wentz and you bring Carson Wentz in. Okay, what are you bringing him in for? Is there any confusion on why you would bring Carson Wentz in? If he comes out, he looks good. Yet you're definitely – what happens if he comes in? What happens if Carson Wentz comes in and sets the world on fire? Now what are you doing with that quarterback that everyone seems to want to get it to, except for me?
I'm going to let him be Jordan Love. Sit for 3 years.
Is that really what's going
to
happen?
I'm talking to Mr. Let's Not Rush These Guys Onto the Field.
I understand
that. And
you're
looking for a one-year Band-Aid?
So you're going to – if you believe in the guy you're bringing in, there's going to be a rush and a push to get him out on the field. This is why I don't want to draft a quarterback.
You like Rush.
Yeah, I love Rush. Getty, come on. Serious? This isn't even rest of soul.
So why do you want to rush him onto the field?
Alex, how are you? No, I'm not.
I'm telling you the way the world works, Jeff. I think you can get better quarterback play out of somebody else other than Joe Flacco if you need to put a guy on the field. I do. I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers.
So are you saying?
I'd rather have Russell Wilson.
Are you saying that
I'd rather have Gardner Minshew?
I would not rather have Gardner Minshew. I'm not a Gardner Minshew fan. But are you saying what Adam Schefter is saying is he's off his rocker?
No, I'm saying what what I'm saying is I would prefer other guys.
All right, I'll respect you for that.
Thanks.
Not that I agree. I'll respect you. Jack is in Lorain. Hi, Jack.
It means a lot to me.
No, it doesn't mean nothing.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jack. How are you?
I'm great. There's a lot of cogs to my call here, and I'll try to run through it quick, so please don't.
I'm not hanging up on you there, Mr. Cogswell. Keep going.
Just talk.
Okay. For me, the whole quarterback issue rests on several things. I think they do need to trade Myles Garrett and hopefully get 2 first-round picks for him.
I think you're dreaming.
People are going to hate this. I think they should trade Denzel Ward and probably get a second-round pick for him and other things.
Why do you want to trade Denzel?
Because I think there's enough in the draft and in free agency that we can pick up what we lose for him.
So you're saying the guys coming out of college are as good as Denzel Ward? Just making sure. I just want to make sure you're going on the record.
Nope, didn't say that at all.
You just said we could replace him.
I said we could replace him with veterans.
Veteran. Okay, keep going.
So, no, not as good as him. Don't get me wrong. But with his injury history, I think that's a big issue. I think we should trade down once or twice within the top 10, if possible, and again, pick up another first-round pick. So these are my hopes. So I end up with 3 first-round picks next year between Miles and trading down, and then I take a quarterback at pick 67 or 94, probably Kyle McCord or Will Howard, and then maybe in the 5th or 6th round, I'm hoping to get Rourke or Shaw, and I'm letting these guys battle out for positions in the quarterback room.
It sounds like you're trying to build a really mediocre team, Jack.
And I'm taking those 3 picks next year in a quarterback draft that's supposed to be 100% better than this one, and I'm getting a quarterback then, too.
So, okay, and just for the record, we have 3 first-round picks now. Ours, whoever we trade Miles for, and whoever we trade Denzel for, is that?
No, you're not getting a first-rounder for Denzel.
Oh, according to that. Okay, where's that 3rd pick coming from?
2 for Miles.
Yeah. No, 3 next year, because when I trade down out of 2, I think I'm going to get 1 next year also.
You keep trading away top talent and top picks. That builds mediocre teams.
I'm going to stay within the top 10 when I trade down.
All right, Jack, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to think through.
I buy a lottery ticket once a week from JJ downstairs, too, Jack.
You know what my favorite part of these kind of conversations are is that we build out this roadmap for what we think the Browns are going to do. Unfortunately, you need teams on the other side that would want to agree with what you're saying.
You would also,
let's just give the Browns everything they need. We'll help them out.
Miles wants to go to a crummy team. Let's get 2 number ones from them.
That's true, right? Let's go back to the premise that if you're going to trade Miles, don't forget that Miles in his demands here are that he wants to go play for a team that's a Super Bowl contender, but yet if you're picking in the top 10, odds are they're not a Super Bowl contender because they wouldn't be picking in the top 10 if they were.
And you would accrue $66 million in dead cap that you would have to figure out how to make cap compliant so that you can actually play football in 2025.
Well, Jeff just said that didn't matter in the beginning of the show.
Ask Deshaun. He'll give you more money back.
Yeah. Wait, did we cut him?
No, not yet.
Oh, I missed that. Did he want to cut him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Oh, speaking of that, Mark's in Mentor. Hi, Mark.
Mark.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a question, and I'll hang up.
Sure.
What would happen if we cut Deshaun Watson?
Here we go.
Huge, huge penalty cap implications. So it's a problem, Mark. That's the issue. In a perfect world, you could just cut him, write him a check, and send him on his way. This isn't a perfect world because of the salary cap.
$172 million in dead cap space.
There it is.
And you cannot weasel your way out of that. You cannot kick that can down the road. You cannot pass go. You cannot collect $200. You will go right to non-competitive football jail.
Well, wait,
you will have to cut everybody.
But wait, if we trade Denzel along with that, then how much more jail are we in?
Well, that would put you at about $200 million, which means you would have to figure out some way to build a football team for, what's the cap now? Is it like $230 million? Something like that, $240 million? Yeah, you would have to do that. So good luck.
Wait, so we would have how much in dead cap space that we couldn't use?
About $200 million.
And then how much are you allowed to have to spend?
Let me see what the cap is this year. So you would then have, so it'd be 279. So you would have about $79 million to build a 53-man roster. And that's going to compete to win football games. Good luck. You can't cut him. You're stuck. I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
You might be able to cut him after next year.
It's what nobody wants to hear. In the year 2025, you cannot cut Deshaun Watson. You are stuck with him in your building, around your locker room, and rehabbing inside of that building. He cannot go anywhere else.
Well,
I'm sorry.
He could go to Florida and rehab if he wanted to.
I mean, he could, but what happened the last time it was down in Florida?
It didn't go very well, did it?
Well,
maybe that could lead to an injury settlement.
It feels really dark.
Sure does.
Borderline mob-like.
Sure does.
All right, Mike's in Avon, and he's going to ask a question that I thought right out of the gate. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey. Long time I haven't talked, but I'll let you guys do the math. The Haslam saved $36 million with this restructure of Deshaun Watson's contract. What kind of a hit do we take if we trade Garrett? $36 million? Is that coincidental?
No, it's 90.
Am I just being dumb here?
No. You're not being dumb. So they still have to pay Deshaun Watson X amount of money. It's not like that money is like disappeared in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
It just no longer sits on that cap number that works. So that's part of this whole cap gymnastics thing that everybody looks at and goes, like Jeff makes a really valid point, which is, okay, is this honestly real? But so you would then accrue another penalty if you traded Myles Garrett. So you're not really saving a penalty to get another penalty. You're putting a penalty on top of a penalty, if that makes sense.
Okay, I guess. I'm trying to figure out whether they're going to trade him or not. I mean, his maximum value would come in a trade, okay? If they wait, okay, then it gets really messy. That's all I'm saying.
Or he decides he wants to play. That would end the messiness, too. So
yes, it would.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Let's sneak one more in. All right, Greg is in Astrobula. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Good. So I have a theory. If you draft a quarterback like Phelpsy wants us to do and let him sit for a couple years.
Hang on one second. Jeff, are you on the record of saying you want a quarterback at two?
Ward's there at two, I'll take him. If he's not, I don't want to draft a quarterback at two.
Okay, there you have that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I would take one at 33. And his name would be Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe.
I really love Jackson Dart. So if we take a quarterback at like two and we're in this arms race for quarterbacks, if we bring a guy in and we want him to start for a couple years while this kid learns, Would you agree with me that the further away, no matter how much studying you do and keep your nose in the books and in the computer, that the further you get away from playing the game, I don't care how much time you put in studying, you're just not as sharp. I mean, if we bring a guy in, a veteran, pick a name, and bring him in, and by week 10, now the wheels have fell off, and we bring in our rookie, I believe that's the better play. Get his feet wet, get the toes in the water. And I think if you look at the college football playoffs, there's a small sample size there. So all them first-round bye teams, they all got bounced. Why did they get bounced? Well, because they weren't as sharp as the teams that they played.
Yeah, but
why
college not? Football well, teams to get weeks off all – I mean, some college football teams have two bye weeks. And so, I mean, we're just talking about a week. It wasn't like missing weeks.
Well, I'm just saying that's the smallest sample size I can use
okay.
to look at it. A time away, you're not as sharp, right? These guys are sharp. They're playing.
So 1 week is I get it. I see what you're saying. Greg, thank you. Greg in Estabula.
If you take your quarterback at two, Andy, I don't think you're signing a guy in free agency who you're thinking can play for a couple of years. If you don't draft a guy at two and you take a guy in the second round, he might need a couple of years to develop. That's the difference here, in my estimation.
All right, we'll get back to a lot of this because Daryl Ryder is going to join us at noon. And, of course, we're going to talk to Steve Jones, voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions at 1 o'clock. So we've got plenty more football to talk about when we come back. But we got to turn back the clock to last night, don't we? Come on, Cavs, big win last night, clinching a top six spot in the East, meaning they're in the full playoffs. No, none of that play-in tournament garbage for the Cavaliers. They're in. They proved it last night. And what a special moment it was in downtown Cleveland for a former Cavalier. We'll talk about all that straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.